This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Of course, Em is in Perth at the moment. So Con is joining me, our executive producer.
Loving it, Warren. You, yeah, on a Friday too. Friday, hey.
Now it's 14 minutes to 5. We're well into the Pride season. And World Pride kicks off in Sydney on February 19. And with all of the colour, the glitter, the party and the drag queens, it promises to be a fun time for all in our community. Well, is it all? Maybe not. What if you're not into any of this? Does Pride still represent everyone in the LGBTIQ plus community? Well, Damien Woolnough-Reed is the style editor of The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Damien, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Does World Pride represent everyone?
Well, I think I have to say, looking at the program, that it does make great stabs and swings at inclusion. My main issue that I wrote about was with the way that the marketing presents our community with, you know, go-to shortcut images. I think almost every event I walk past posters for us or see on social media is represented by drag queens or someone dancing half naked, and it's a bit lazy.
Damien, why do we always associate ourselves with glitter and drag queens then?
I think we're just grateful for having any mention at all in any sort of marketing, and we're not sort of used to asking for broader representation. But what I've found after writing this article, from the messages I've had from a broad range of people, is that a lot of people feel quite excluded by these images, quite challenged by them, and feel that they're being, you know, for my own shorthand, bad gaze by not relating to it.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because do you think as a community we do welcome everyone, or if, like you said, we get feedback and we say, you know what, we're not into glitter and we're not into drag, that we're then shamed by others in our community?
I think we can be shamed by others, and it's very difficult, I think, to speak up, because, you know, it has been so hard to get any sort of representation for so long. But we look at the way advertising has changed and marketing has changed in other areas so radically in the past 20 years. It's no longer, I also write fashion, it's no longer just a blonde, skinny woman advertising fashion that was the go-to 30 years ago. We have so much diversity in that area. And I'd love to see similar diversity in representations of our community. I have nothing against drag queens. I am not stupid enough to take on the drag community, but there are other representations that we can see ourselves in, hopefully.
Do you think, Damien, then, does it risk making some in our community feel like they don't belong by just the way that marketing is being projected for the Pride season?
I really, the messages I've had from such a broad range of people, which has been absolutely humbling because I was only expressing my own opinion and response, is that people do feel alienated. They do feel challenged, you know, on a almost a superficial level. My husband was saying, where are the nerd gays in this? But there are other members of the community that feel really excluded by the imagery around the event. And it would be fine if we were just talking about a circuit party or a dance party, but these are programs that are meant to be far more inclusive, with a greater cultural reach and intelligent programming and events, and that's what I'm not seeing.
We're chatting with Damien Woolnough-Reed, style editor of The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald, about the Pride season, which includes Midsummer, Mardi Gras and World Pride.
Damien, there's an obsession, isn't there, with having a good body, or there's certainly a pressure on being fit and going to the gym, etc. I'm just thinking about it. If you're not into that and you don't want to go to the gym and spend 2 hours there every day, going to some of these Pride events can be quite intimidating, can't it? Because there is that pressure to look a certain way.
Absolutely. And not just to those I think it even goes beyond just going to these pride events and feeling intimidated about going. It's the way that people from outside the community approach you during these times. People come up to you and expect you to be going out to dance parties every time with your shirt off. And if you're not a person who feels comfortable moving through the world in that manner, it can make you feel quite fraudulent and challenged, and also, what am I doing wrong here?
That's interesting, David, because I think that's the reaction that I've had with a lot of people talking to everybody going there, because there is that obsession for that good body. I think the thing that comes to mind for me is compassion. I think we need, and probably the question is, do we need to show each other more compassion, including to ourselves, and not exclude those who don't fit that sort of stereotypical mold of a gay man?
I think it's never bad to have compassion in anything we do in life, but I think the part of that, another approach alongside compassion, is just broadening our representation and the images we use so that there are more opportunities for people to see examples of themselves, greater body diversity, greater racial diversity, and also just the environments that we present ourselves in. Where, you know, we gather in lots of different places now. We celebrate who we are in lots of different ways. It doesn't always have to be beneath a disco ball.
That's right. And I suppose also, Damien, things like, you know, we've got the Melbourne Queer, the Mardi Gras Film Festival. We've got, you know, the Melbourne Festival as well here. And those sorts of things as well, I suppose they put emphasis, don't they, on film and what's on screen rather than necessarily parties and what our bodies are like.
Absolutely. And there's, you know, all great cultural programs. It's such an easy... Of course, you're going to get more attention and clicks if the image you're using is highly sexualized. But come on, let's be more nuanced. Let's be more courageous. And as you said earlier, let's be more compassionate towards everyone.
Yeah, and actually, we are getting messages in as we're speaking, Damien, about people sort of saying, hey, where are those nerd gays? I'm part of that group. Why aren't they being more sort of represented in the kind of advertising that's being done or the promotion? So I think it has resonated, not with just yourself and ourselves here in the studio, but quite a big part of our community.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And you just see it even on a recent trip. I picked up a magazine dedicated to the Pride moment we're in, which is fantastic. I just feel so excited by that. But every image of every person in that article, showing great people who contributed so much, was filled with glitter, with makeup, with representations that you just don't see put onto other groups of people. And I just wish we could find another way that was less stereotyped and less frustrating for people like me.
Well, Damien, I'm proud to admit Con and I are sitting here in our daggy clothes right now. And we're very proud of it. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. Appreciate your time.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Damien Woolnough-Reid, this is the style editor of The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.